Hi, this is Sabine from FIBA in Waldorf. Let me tell you a little bit about the parallel credit process and notary process. I'm very often asked, how does it work? One good thing is in Germany it is very structured, it's legally very good organized, so you do not have to have a lot of fear before that something does not work. So usually I always tell, don't go to a notary before you get the credit approval. That can be that you sign the contract one day later, but you shouldn't minimum have the definite approval, and you should also have the Grundschuld, the security documents for asking for the Grundschuld at the notary. However, the process should be very close to each other, so you should perhaps sign a credit agreement today, and then you should not be longer than 2 weeks. It should not be longer than 2 weeks that you go to a notary. Why is this? This is because we have a 14-day withdrawal period. Let me give you an example why this is very important. So if you sign a credit agreement today and it will take 3 or 4 days till you go to the notary, you are not 100% safe. It could happen. It happens once with a customer of mine that one day before the notary appointment, he got a call. You do not need to come to the notary because I have sold the real estate to someone else. It is not nice, but you can sue this guy private, personal, but it does not help you. At the end, you did not have a contract at this time, and a reservation, yeah, it's a formal contract. You, like I said, you can sue him, but you are not happy with this. So keep this very strong together, credit process today, and no longer than 2 weeks later, you have to go to the notary. When you go to the notary, you have two parts. One is signing the purchase agreement. That takes a little bit because the notary will read the whole contract to you. And then both sides, seller and buyer, will sign it. And then the seller will leave the room. And then you do the security for the bank, the Grundschuldbestellung. What happens after this? When you are at the notar, feel free to ask everything, but it is better because the notary appointment is a little bit, I would say, boring because he will read everything in a monotone way. Better is you check everything before, and if there are any questions, feel free also to ask your financer, can you help me with this? I did not understand this correctly. So that you do not have too many questions when you go there. So what happens after the notary appointment? After the notary appointment, the notar sends the purchase agreement to the financing bank and also the security agreement. And then it might take a little bit because then the notar has to contact the other bank who has to delete the other Grundschuld. And then you get a Fälligkeitsmeldung. This is the report that you can pay. This you give to your bank, and then the payment will be, and then it will take 4 to 6 weeks, and then you will become the owner. Any questions? Just talk to me and contact me. Have a good day. It's Sabine from FIBA.